God is good
all the time.
Amen. And the Word of God says, remember your leaders who spoke the Word of God to you. Consider the outcome of the way of the life and imitate their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Do not be carried away by all the kinds of strange teachings that is good for our hearts and strengthened by grace, and not eating ceremonial foods, which is on no benefit to those who do it. This time we'll have to go to God in prayer. I'm going to ask Mark Wallace to lead us in a word of prayer. Mark? Amen. You may be seated. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Aren't you glad of that this morning? Amen? That we serve a Christ that is with us no matter what's going on in our lives. He is there with us each and every step of our lives. This morning, I want to share with you a thought that I had on the way home from Recharge Wednesday night. We're driving down the road, and Sheila's got used to this. I'll look at her and say something strange, and she'll just text it to myself so I'll remember what it is. But the title of the sermon this morning is, Put It Into Gear. Put It Into Gear. Do you remember the first time you ever drove in your life? That was a feeling, wasn't it? Something else to be able to have that. When I was young, about 14, 15, my mom went every week to get her hair fixed. Miss Dean knows how that goes, doesn't it, Miss Dean? She went every week on a Saturday, and she wanted to make sure that she looked good. Preacher's wife's got to look good when they come to church. Ours does, doesn't she? Our preacher's wife. And Mom always would get her hair fixed. And I'd go with her because beside the hair fixing place was the Five and Dime store. And I could go in there and play all kinds of little games and all kinds of things, and I'd always go with Mom each and every Saturday. Well, as I got closer and closer to my 16th birthday, you just sort of get the itch, don't you? You want to drive. You just want to have that freedom. You want to be able to get out there and go and do what you want to do. Well, I'd ask Mom every week, Mom, can I drive? Honey, you don't have your license. Mom, I'll be okay. Let me drive. Let me drive. And Mom, one time before my 16th birthday, don't tell nobody, don't tell the police, don't tell Tim or Kevin, okay? One time, Mom, in the parking lot at the hairdresser's place, Mom let me get in the car and pull the car up probably 20 feet. Well, you would have thought she had given me $1 million. You remember the first time you were able to get out in the car by yourself without your mom and dad in there? Wasn't that something? 55 was just a suggestion, right? We're going to see what this old car can do, right? Going to see what it can do. It's fun when you start driving. Any of you ever had to teach anybody else how to drive? Woo! You talk about faith. Come in there, Emily. You talk about faith sitting over there and you're putting your life in the hands of the person that can't even clean up the room, right? The person that can't remember to do certain things you asked them to do, person that can't even remember to close the refrigerator door. And now you're in the car with them going down the road. All of you with young kids, wait till that happens to you. It's fun. You think you're close to God now, you wait till you're in that passenger seat as you're going down the road. I remember that. You know, one of the things that I've learned throughout my life, most folks think you can just get in a car and you can pull it back into drive and you can take off and go. Well, there's other ways of putting a car into gear, isn't there? You ever drove a 3-speed on the column? That's a fun one. My dad had a church, and they had a church van. And they needed somebody to drive the church van. Well, I thought it'd be pretty cool. Well, I went out there and got in there. It was a 3-speed on the column. And I grinded some gears and finally figured out how to drive it. Any of you ever drive any 5-speed drivers in here? That's one thing you never want to try to teach your wife. I've tried that a couple of times. It just doesn't work. Just does not work in driving that fast. I love driving my little 5-speed S10 with 267,000 miles on it. Love doing that to be able to do. Sometimes in our life, though, we all got to agree, it doesn't matter if it's an automatic or if it's a 3-speed on the column or if it's a 5-speed, it has a what? A drive. It has a neutral. And what else? A reverse. It's sort of like our lives, isn't it? We have that type of mentality in our lives as we go through our lives. Sometimes we're not moving forward. Sometimes we're just stuck, aren't we? Doesn't matter if you're in a 5-speed or a 3-speed on a column or automatic. If you get out in the field and don't have 4-wheel drive, you can't get stuck. I done that a couple weeks ago. Had to get pulled out. But sometimes that happens in our lives as well, doesn't it? We're just there. We're trying to move forward in our lives, but we're letting so many things bring us down and occupy our mind and not putting us into gear. We're just sort of there. But this morning, I want to look at how we can change that in our lives. How that we can say, "Dear Lord, I want to live for You completely like You are to me. I know, dear Lord, that You love me every day, right? And I know, dear Lord, You are there for me every day. Dear Lord, every day I want to love You back that much. And dear Lord, I want to give back to You every day. But before I can do that, there are some things in my life that I have to change. Before I can do that, I have to look in the mirror and say to myself, this is what needs to change in my life. First of all, get it out of reverse and stop living in the past. Get it out of reverse and stop living in the past. Over in Romans 15, verses 3 through 4, it says, "For even Christ did not please Himself, but it is written, 'The insults of those who insult you have fallen on Me.' For everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that through the endurance taught to the Scriptures and the encouragement they provide, we might have hope." Written in the past was to teach us. We can all agree we've all got a past. Amen? We've all got a past. This morning I stand before you and I can say it was only by the grace of God I made it through some of the things in my past. True to all of us, right? Only by that grace of God that I was able to make it through in my past. And there's been times in my life when I've said, and may have even preached it before, I wish that I could erase certain things in my past. I take that back today. I think we learn from everything in our past, don't we? It's made you the man or the woman that you are today. You have seen things in your life, been places in your life. You could stand this morning and talk about a lot of things that's happened in your past. Things that were good and things that were bad. After I had surgery, I had to learn how to ride again. Had to learn how to brush my teeth again. Had to learn all of those things. Had to learn how to walk again. That's always fun. But one thing that the surgery gave me for a little while is I had some memory loss. Any of you been there before? Carl has. For a while, boy, it was good. I couldn't remember some bad things that had went on before. This isn't a bad thing, but one Sunday after I came back to church, we was right there, that second vent right there, and Randy Davis was standing beside me, and he was talking about somebody getting baptized. And I said, "Randy, I don't really remember that." He said, "Well, you were the one that baptized him." That'll wake you up, right? But now my memory is slowly but surely coming all the way back. Memories are something that nobody can ever take away from, isn't it? Sometimes you forget about them, but nobody else can ever take them away from you. But in our lives, so often we get stuck in some of those memories, don't we? We just can't let go of that. The scripture I read to you this morning says that you need to learn from that, don't you? You need to learn from your past. But you don't need to let your past drag you down. You don't need to let your past just be what you think about all the time. Praise be to God if you look over your past. I guarantee you, it's 90% good and about 10% bad. But we spend all of our energy thinking about the what? The 10%. We have to move past that and say to ourselves, you know, my past, yes, there were some things that was bumpy. There were some things in my past that I wish I hadn't done and I've changed. But praise be to God today. If you're a Christian, you ready for an amen? God saved you from your past. God forgave you from your past. And God today is still with you. If God can forgive you, you need to forgive yourself, don't you? And you need to say to yourself, dear Lord, I'm not going to stay in reverse. I'm not going to let all those memories come back to me and hurt me all the time. Dear Lord, I'm going to lay those to the side. And I'm going to do my very best to drive forward in my life and say to myself, I am going to do the will of God. So next, get out of neutral and put it in the drive. Get out of neutral and put it in the drive. Over in Revelation 3:15, it says, I know your deeds, that you are neither hot, no cold nor hot. I wish you were either one or the other. Do you ever feel like you're just going through the motions of life? You ever feel like the lights are on, but what? Nobody's home? You're just sort of here. You know that you're moving. You know that you're talking. You know that people can see you and know where you are, but you're just letting life just sort of pass you by. And you don't want to say anything or do anything. I've shared with you before when I used to drive back and forth to Morgantown, from Edmonton to Morgantown, hour and 10 minutes every morning. And I'd had to drive that, knew that. I'd get in my truck, and many, many times I'd drive all the way to Morgantown. I'd get to Morgantown, and I couldn't remember a thing that happened between Edmonton and Morgantown. All I know is I drove there. That's us sometimes, isn't it? We know we're doing things, but we're really just not moving forward. I don't know about any of you all. I've not caught on to this iced coffee thing. The rest of y'all, that just first time I heard that is, what? Iced coffee? Never tried it. Never will. Okay. Never. I don't know. No. I know. This is the same guy that's never drunk a glass of tea in his life. No. Will never do it. But I don't like my coffee lukewarm either. Do you? Christians, sometimes we're in that lukewarm stage, aren't we? We're not moving forward. We're just glad where we are. Lord, you know, I haven't done this for a long time. I might do it one Sunday. I think it would tear us up if we had to move from the spot we used to sit in at church, right? Wouldn't that be terrible? I did that a long time ago, and I'm surprised I'm still the preacher here. People are so torn up over those types of things. Because we just want everything just to be on neutral, right? Just coast along. We don't want anything different. We don't want any things like that. And Christ says, wait a minute, you're not where I want you to be. You're not driving. You're not hot. You're not cold because you're still coming to church. But you're just lukewarm. You're not doing anything that I'm asking you to do. You're not feeling that presence of God in your heart and your life. I believe today that God has something to bless you with each and every day of your life. You should live every day like it is your last, right? You should be in drive all the time. We learned that from this past week with Doug, right? We don't know. We don't know what tomorrow is. We don't know what next week is. We don't know what's going on. I'm going to tell you something, and I hope all of you get to experience this someday. Retirement is the best thing that can ever happen to you. You want to know why? This happens to Sheila. I don't know how I had time to work. I don't know. I really, 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 I don't know. I don't know. I've asked Sheila that many times. How did we work and get all this done? Because we'll start out one place in the morning, and by the afternoon, I look at Sheila and say, do you have any idea we were going to be doing this afternoon? And she looks at me and she goes, no. How did we ever do it? I don't know. We enjoy those days. And when you go through a crisis in life and you don't know if you're going to have another day, you start to really enjoy every day. But every day should be a day that you're saying to yourself, Lord, whatever you want me to do, whatever you want me to be, wherever you want me to go, I'm willing to be that person. I want to be your person, your soldier for you. I want to be the person that is out there sharing your glory. I'm not going to coast. I'm going to put it in drive. So we've talked about reverse and neutral and all those other type of things. One of the greatest things I think they ever came out with is cruise control. How many of y'all like cruise control? Good thing, isn't it? Really good thing. You just sit back, enjoy. Now, I can tell you one thing, and Beth, you can take this to the bank. I will never be in a car that I'm not driving or Sheila's not driving or somebody's driving, right? Never going to allow that. Don't see how that's going to work. Not going to get in a car and let a machine drive me around wherever that may be. But neutral's pretty cool as you're going down the road. So set the cruise and enjoy the future. Set the cruise and enjoy the future. Over in Romans 8, beginning with verse 37, know in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor demons, neither the present, nor the future, nor any powers, neither height, nor depth, nor anything else in creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Boy, that's powerful, isn't it? That is so powerful to think about that is as you go through life, and Lord, I don't know how many more days you have. I don't know how many more days I have. But I want you to know something. Every day that you live, Jesus is alive and well. And every day in your life, you need to enjoy that. And He's always with you. His presence is always with you. I love the part of Scripture that tells us that nothing can separate us from the love of God. That says, even if you're mean on certain days, right? Even if you're not acting like a Christian should act, even if you're not thinking about Christ, His love is still there with you every day. We spent, how long was we on that last Sunday school lesson? Three, four months. Talking about what the new year looks like. It was a great study, but I still don't know what it's looking like. Do you all? I don't know what the future looks like. I don't know. People say, well, Brother Paul, can it get any worse? But I also believe He can get better. I believe as Christians we have to have that mentality in our life. That remember, and I had to tell myself this every once in a while, God is still in control. Say that to yourself sometimes. Make you feel better. God is still in control. When you turn on the TV and Israel's being bombed and all of these different types of things, it's amazing that they had that system that shot down everything, right? Well, God gave somebody the knowledge to do that, didn't He? God is in control of your life. And as you go through the remainder of your life, you can live it, or you can just be grumpy and complaining and not be excited about anything in your life and say, well, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen, what's going to take place, whatever that may be. I don't know what's going to happen in my life. And praise be to God today. I hope that I'm still going to be around on Heather's wedding day. I hope that I'm going to be able to see my grandkids graduate from high school and college. I hope that Sheila keeps me around a few more years. I hope to be able to keep preaching here a few more years. I don't know about all those things. But I do know in the future that God is in control. And you have to live like that. If God wants to call you home, He's going to call you home. If God wants you to continue living, He's going to allow you to keep living. He wants you every day to put it into gear and say, God, I'm still here. God, I still love you. And God, I need your help. One of the things we all know is sometimes we need a new battery in our cars, don't we? Whether it's a 5-speed or it's an automatic or it's a 3-speed on the column. And every once in a while, you just had to get a jump start, don't you? Maybe today you need a jump start. Maybe you need to say, God, I want to put my past behind me. I don't want to live with all that. I don't want to deal with it no more. One of the great things about it is just lay it down. Now, you might say, well, Brother Paul, I'm not going to forget about it. No, you won't, but don't let it bother you as much. Don't let it have that control. That's what the devil wants, isn't it? He wants to have something hanging over your head. He wants something that you just can't let go of. Why don't today let it go? Lay it at the foot of the cross of Jesus. Maybe today you just need to move on in your life. Put it in that drive. And say, God, I'm going to move forward. God, I'm going to do it. Every day I'm going to live. Every day I'm going to serve you, and every day I'm going to feel your presence, and every day I'm going to move forward in that relationship with you. And dear Lord, that last part, hopefully I'll do what the preacher says. Put it in the cruise and allow Jesus to take care of you, mold you, and shape you into the person that you need to be. Today, I hope God talked to you. I don't know what sermon he'll give me on the way back from church next Wednesday night. But I do know that God has a plan for you in your life. All you have to be willing to do is accept that plan. And today is the day to do so. Today is the day, if you've now allowed Jesus Christ to come into your heart and your life, today is the day to do so. Today is the day, if you're a Christian and you've already turned your heart and life over to Christ, but you're not being a Christian, you should be. And believe me, we've all been there before. Maybe it's the day that you need to ask Christ to give you a little bit of a jump start, a little bit of a boost. Whatever Christ has talked to you about today, I'll be glad to pray with you here. I've said it many, many times. I'm sure Brother James has said it as well. He's here. He's also there. And if you need to talk to him exactly where you are, you pray to him and ask for his deliverance. As we have our closing song, Joe and Laura.